Lecture 19, Grade 3 Conference, The Old Testament, Part 3. I want to speak now a little bit about the very first book of the Hebrew Scriptures, Genesis, and particularly about the 7 days of creation. On the whole, teachers spend far too much time on this part of the Hebrew Scriptures. They go over the stories day by day in great detail. They have the children paint the 7 days of creation very often on dry paper, so the children have their first sort of veil painting-like experience. And this also takes a considerable amount of time. We'll see samples of this sort of thing as well as drawings that the children have done. And I have seen teachers taking an entire 3-week block, that is 14 or 15 classes on these 7 days of creation. This is absolutely not necessary. The stories in Genesis are not the important stories for the third grader. I'm not saying they are not important, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be told. I mean, what would we do without things like the fall, which is very important, and Cain and Abel and Noah and so on. Very, very important stories. However, these are stories that really have to do with humanity as a whole. We will find stories about murderous brothers and fratricide as we learn about other cultures. We will learn about great floods. We will learn about human beings falling away from the dictates of God. All of these are certainly archetypes that live through all of humanity. But the Hebrew Scriptures themselves, what they really have to give the child in the deepest and most powerful sense, this does not begin until the story of Abraham. That is where the stories really begin. We might say that Genesis is a bit like a looking back for the child to early childhood, to that time where one is born out of chaos and begins to come into form. In fact, we will also see how certain anthroposophical researchers have remarkably and beautifully connected the 7 days of creation to the stages of embryogenesis. Very interesting picture to be given. And I think, again, for those of you who wish to go more deeply, this might be something good to look into this summer to help you understand what's going on when you teach Genesis. But where the third grader begins is with the story of Abraham. And I'll go into much greater detail about this in subsequent lectures. So I would say the most that you should spend on all of the stories, all the way from the creation to the flood, would be 3 weeks. Finish the story of Genesis in those 3 weeks, because you have far more essential stories for the third graders to tell them. And this would be Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, finally up till Moses. And you definitely want to get up to the stories of Moses and to the death of Moses by the time you come to Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, winter vacation. Spending too much time on Genesis sort of begins a path which is very hard to overcome, and you keep falling behind and falling behind, and it means that you sometimes have to leave out some of the most essential stories in order to get through the whole thing. So really watch yourself. I will be giving you advice about how to schedule your year. I already have, but I would say again, even though it may be a tradition in your school, even though maybe the children are expecting it, you are not doing them a service by spending forever and ever and ever on the story of the 7 days of creation. Secondly, do not turn your study of the 7 days of creation into a comparative religion course. You do not have to compare Genesis